You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Topline Addicts here with us. What's up, guys?
Well, not a whole lot, man. We're super excited to be talking to you, and we're in the middle of working on our first record, so that'll be out later this year. We've been working hard on that, so it's something that we're all really excited about.
Sweet as. Exciting. Record being put out later this year. Tell me about the development of writing this record. How long has it been in development for, and what we can expect from it?
Well, we started working on it last year. We had a few singles that we knew we wanted to get recorded, and as we started to work on those, we thought, you know, we really need to get a record done. You know, all the stuff that we have out on streaming right now was kind of written before the band was put together. So this was kind of all of our first experience writing as a group and having everybody come in with ideas. So it's been a really new experience for everybody, but I think it's really the best songs that any of us have ever come up with, and we just can't wait to share it with everyone.
For those who may not be familiar with Topline Addicts, or maybe they're first-time listeners, how would you best describe Topline Addicts?
Well, a lot of people, I say it's like you took a Beach Boys song and set it on fire. So it's got a little bit heavier guitars, a little grittier vocal harmonies, but it's definitely kind of a laid-back feel. It's like really, really happy music with really maybe unhappy lyrics.
Really unhappy lyrics.
We've also said Beach Boys mixed with Foo Fighters, yeah. Baby type feel stuff too, so that works.
Yeah, one thing I forgot to do, the members of the band, would you guys like to introduce yourselves? Probably should have done that at the start, but...
I'm Carter, I'm the singer, and I play guitar.
Percy, I play bass.
And I'm Gavin, I play lead guitar.
Yeah, awesome.
So, and then we have our keyboard player, Connor, and then our drummer, Jacob. They couldn't be here today, but... You're here with us in spirit.
You guys look like you put on great gigs, by the way. Obviously, from Tamaki Makaurau to Texas, that would be quite a ways trip. I'm sure I'll probably catch you guys live at some point. But honestly, these gigs look insane.
Thank you, thank you. It's definitely something that we've all worked really, really hard on. I think what a lot of bands do when they book a show is they want to, you know, they go, hey, we have a 30-minute set. How many songs can we fit? And for us, we kind of take the opposite approach. And we try to go, how many cool moments and cool interactions with the crowd can we fit in there? And if that means it's only four songs, but everybody's singing along to all of them, and, you know, having a really, really great experience, that's what we want to do, instead of just play a song or play a show like it's a Spotify playlist.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, your Spotify numbers at the moment are doing quite well. I must say, you've garnered up quite the audience at the moment. Your most popular track, obviously, being Dance With Me with 4 million streams. How does that feel to have just have so many people listening to your music at the moment? And obviously anticipating a new record. I'm sure there's some hype around that too.
There definitely is. I mean, it's kind of surreal. You know, we've been kind of keeping our heads down and just working as much as we can and on making something that we're all really proud of. I think it's one of those things where, you know, if you're really, really proud of it and you make something that you put a lot of effort into, someone's going to resonate with it. But it's still a different experience getting to look at that and have the proof there that, you know, wow, there's a lot of people that are really, really liking what we're doing. And we're super grateful for every single person that's been, you know, sharing our music with all their friends, because that's the only way that we've been able to reach the success that we've had.
And it's cool to kind of look back a little bit too, you know, like I remember like when we're first putting out the singles from the EP we're talking about, or the singles we have out now, and we'd get like super excited by having like 1,000 streams on a song, and then now it's like 4 million. So it's kind of cool every once in a while to look back and see the progress that we've made, you know, so that's pretty cool.
Drinks, I just can't. got to lose. You said let me dance with you, but I got two left feet and I'll pay the groove. I'm dancing anyhow, but I still walked home by myself. Maybe I just don't have it in me. Tequila leaving room for doubt. The spins are in it once I get inside. Crawl in the bed, just bundle up and cry. I thought the morning after wouldn't be a chore, but who'd have thought I'd wake up just as hammered as the night before. You say come and dance with me, but I'm a bit too shy, so I just smile politely. I know you want me to, what have I got to lose? I'm a bit too shy, so I just smile politely. I know you want me to, what have I got to lose?
All of the songs that are going to be on the record are new songs. So the we have a song called Loretta that is probably one of my favorites. And that one, we're re-recording to make like an album version of that one. So that'll appear on the record. But all the other songs on there are going to be new. It's been really interesting trying to find our sort of musical identity with each other to make something that sounds like, you know, like this group of people versus, you know, the songs that I wrote in my garage before I had a band.
Yeah, what's that been like as Top Line Addicts has developed and evolved? And what's that like finding a musical identity? Or at least what does that mean for you guys?
I know for me, it was challenging at first to find people to play with, because the kind of music that we make is, it's not really like what anybody else around our area does. You know, if you're in a band in Dallas, most of those guys play either punk music or metal music, which is still really, really cool. I just think that because we do something so different, it's been this sort of process of finding people that are really, really into what it is that we want to do, and kind of have a little bit of like the maybe indie rock Strokes, early 2000s kind of a feel with some of the 60s rock influences. Just because that's so different, as we found people to play with, everybody's just gotten more and more excited about what we're getting ready to do, just because it's a little different than what everybody else is putting out.
What is the local gig scene like over there from your guys' experience? Have you guys played out of state?
You know, we actually haven't. That's something that we're really, really excited to get to do after we get the record released, is really going to be focused on booking some out of state shows and playing out a little bit more. But we really haven't played outside of Texas. So it's all been a lot more local shows, just making sure that we can put on the best show possible. I mean, it's always a more fun experience for the audience when they get to walk into a show and it's packed and everybody's, you know, singing along to every song. So that's really what we strive for, more than just playing as many shows as we can.
Yeah, definitely. I must say that if you guys were ever to come to New Zealand or Australia, your sound would be extremely popular. That surf rocky, indie rock, that sound of summer is really popular.
For sure. I think Australia is one of our highest streamed countries. If I pull my Spotify stats, I'm sure I could find it. But I'm pretty sure Sydney is probably our third or fourth like top city out of everywhere, which is really, really exciting. Percy's really, really good at always having a new song idea. So he'll send me, you know, a couple song ideas, you know, every couple of weeks, and he just kind of always has them coming. I don't know how he does it. He's just got so many of them. I really, really struggle with coming up with new song ideas. So for me, it usually happens in seasons. But we don't do a whole lot of writing. Like, we won't really, like, jam to come up with a song idea. We'll usually start with, like, somebody will come in with something they've been working on, and we'll all kind of pull it in our own direction a little bit. But we're usually showing up with some kind of structure already, based on a demo either Gavin or Percy has, and then occasionally it's something that I have as well.
It's kind of like, I guess in spurts, like we'll, like Carter mentioned, like it's always kind of like, I'm always kind of like trying to come up with something, but then like as we get closer to like deadlines or like needing to have, you know, having importance on getting certain songs finished or getting a new idea finished, then it's like we'll get a little bit more here and there for certain deadlines or time periods of the year. Like right now we're gearing up for a show, so it's a little bit on the writing stuff is a little bit on the back burner right now, but once we get through that, then it's going to be a little bit more focused on finishing up the rest of the album and getting new things out there. So kind of just depends on the time.
Last question for you. Goals for 2024. We can expect a record this year. Can we expect plenty of gigs? What does Topline Addicts want to accomplish in 2024?
You know, I think the biggest thing for us is really getting the record to be the absolute best that it can be. I'd love to play a lot more shows if that's something that makes sense for us. I don't want to be a band that puts out a record that just has 10, 11, 12 songs on it that we didn't, you know, spend a whole lot of time on. So I really, really want our focus for the year to be on putting out an album that has absolutely no filler. Every single song on there is something that somebody's going to connect with in a meaningful way. If they're going to take the time to listen to it, I want it to be worth it for them. I mean, all of us really do.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.